Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the second in a new series entitled Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. This is the episode for the week of January the 8th. As before, I'm presenting seven quotations that are related to the specific date for this focused week. They come from the variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have already seen a slightly different version of this on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here I'm saying the reference, while on the video version, you can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. January 8th. The question is not whether we should bring God into our work or not. We certainly should and must. Each vocation has its particular dangers and particular rewards. From a letter to Sheldon Van Aken, dated January the 8th, 1951. Available in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. January 9th. May God's grace give you the necessary humility. Try not to think, much less speak, of their sins. One's own are a much more profitable theme. From A Letter to Mary Willis Shelburne, dated January 9th, 1961. Available in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. January 10th. The danger of mistaking our merely natural, though perhaps legitimate, enthusiasms for holy zeal is always great. From the essay Meditation on the Third Commandment, available in the essay collection God and the Dock, first published in The Guardian on January 10th, 1941. January 11th. If you do not take the distinction between good and bad very seriously, then it is easy to say that anything you find in this world is a part of God. From What Christians Believe, Chapter 1 in Book 2 of Mere Christianity, which was also a BBC talk on January the 11th, 1942. January 12th. Could you, only for a moment, fix your mind on something, not yourself? This is advice given by a great spirit to a frightened ghost, first in Who Goes Home? Or The Grand Divorce, Part 10, published in The Guardian on January the 12th, 1945. Later, available as part of Chapter 8 in The Great Divorce. January 13th. Recently, although the outward condition of my life has not changed for the better, it has pleased God to pour into my soul great tranquility. I may even say gaiety. From a letter to Don Giovanni Calabria, dated January 13th, 1948. Available in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 2. January 14th. As for my own work, I would not wish to deceive you with vain hope. I am now in my 50th year. I feel my zeal for writing and whatever talent I originally possessed to be decreasing. If it shall please God that I write more books, blessed be He. If it shall not please Him, again, blessed be He. Perhaps it will be the most wholesome thing for my soul that I lose both fame and skill, lest I were to fall into that evil disease, vainglory. From a letter to Don Giovanni Calabria, dated January 14, 1949. Also available in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 2. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoyed the quotations shared this week and that you'll check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotes and the ideas that Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. Visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis, if you want to see a video version of this material. I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that presented 75 quotes. One should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can find links to them in the show notes. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcasts and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they can continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explore in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic. There's a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as my site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On the website, you'll find a weekly article with the quotes, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all of these, again, are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes and that you'll share this show with others.